Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, Yeshua, shalom, shalom, Haverim, shalom. We're here at the fourth day, at the heart, we say, of the Shavua, of the week, right here. Fourth day, the midway day, chant, time. Time is really moving here in the season here, coming to the end of the lunar solar, you know, year. Also, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the new year, September 11th, coming forward. And the time, the season changing, also the sun cycle changing. We know that, you know, we have seasons out of seasons, you know, as a sign, even here in this particular season. Here, the reason for the season, we have the 49th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Right here, Kia Tapes A. Also have the continuity from the previous, you know, from the previous Shoftim. And some more of the reasonings to reason on. So let's ride up right here with wisdom. The wisdom. Wisdom is the heart of the matter here, at the heart of the Shavua. Wednesday wisdom. Wisdom Wednesday.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
To pay it. Oh, see,
Redemption, redemption, the choice. To Rhodes, life and death. Here in the fifth book of Moshe, that choice factor between Baraka and Kalala, between prosperity and lack, between blessing and curse. So here, wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing right here. Wisdom Wednesday. Here, the heart of the Shavua, the heart of the week, the heart of the 7 days. We're here at the Wednesday. Got some catching up to do right here. But wisdom, she is the principal thing.
Salamta, Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Words of wisdom, words sound power.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. For this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Find a virtuous woman. Woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find the poor and needy? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman?
Selamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secret of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secret of a woman.
I will lie this, now with lie that. I guess I did wiggle enough. And you know some of them flinging one dirty take a red DJ for a long time. And I, watch ya, but no.
Solomon was the wisest man. Didn't know the secret of a woman.
For real.
Solomon was the wisest man, but didn't know the secret.
Yeah, you're my sexy girl. me Allah Solomon was the wisest man. That's why I was like this and I was like that. Porque estoy difícil and I parap now. A two little blackbirds sat on the wall. For one named Peter and one named Paul. Fly away Peter and fly away Paul. Now come back Peter and come back Paul. But dilly 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 dilly. Me all a room for rent supply with him. When I run out, you run in. And now roll out with him. It's a little miss Muppet, she's sat on a sofa, just eating her curds away. Then down came a spider and sat down beside her and tried Miss Muppet out. That's why me ball, jump around and wind up your body and kick out your foot if you know so you're ready. Put my foot in the dance and him said it. Life back to my pretty and him said it. Girl, leave so loud. Because we're a coast that is a big man. Badilidilil, that's why a Solomon was the wisest man. Never know the secret of a woman. Solomon was good, good, good.
Shuba shubai, shuba shubadei, shuba shubai, shuba shuba shubadei, shuba shubai, shuba shubadei, yeah 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without no woman. To this as a woman to her man.
Woman to
essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still the smith. You're my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Strong. With this part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn us all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party I delight, carry on, your Empress Omega. The mother of the far-right culture revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cast in, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shubai, shuba shubadei. Shuba shubai, shuba shuba shubadei. Shuba shubai, shuba shubadei. Shuba shubadei, shuba shuba shubadei.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without a woman, you know. A person's gonna rise, he's gonna purify the woman that she wants, you know. There you go, she makes it though, you know. Now, 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 now.
A real man can live without a woman. Night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. When I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs.
Yes, yeah, like a good woman to a good man. Chokmah, wisdom to Hailehim, even in the beginning. I'm going to write up with today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 38 here. We've got the evening psalm right here for the fourth day of the Shavuot. But some more wisdom. Wisdom is good. She's good, 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 good. Alpha and Omega, wisdom. Yeah. The Alpha and Omega of wisdom from Proverbs right here. Here. Wisdom, first and last chapter.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. Not the law of thy mother. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law. Forsake not the law. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. The law of thy mother. The law. And forsake not the law of thy mother. The law of thy mother. The law. And forsake not the law of thy mother. 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 The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Yes, John, no partial dub right there. There's here, Cultural Roots. Hit up the Cultural Roots. The first and last Alpha Omega of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. And then the virtuous woman, the Eshet Hayil, the woman of valor, the woman of strength, the Oset Hayil, Hayil right there. The power, the powerful woman. The woman of righteousness, that righteous woman and wisdom connection is just so powerful. We can't be blind to that, Havarim. See, seen, sight, so here. Make I and I ride up with the evening psalm here, appointed for the fourth day here on the Wednesday Wisdom, the Wisdom Wednesday.
Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Ready, 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 ready.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Adonai.
Just
Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Here, rising up the chant here. Psalm 94 is chanted in the tabernacle, chanted in the temple in Yerushalayim. Here.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Yeshua Shalom. It's not like the Shalom of the world. Yeshua peace. Hey, judgment. Oh, Queen Omega, rise up the chant. Ah. What a name.
What you think, what you do, what you right back to you. Send me a call, but it's only on a few. Make sure say your power with the righteous crew. Or never indulge up in a box to eat the idol stew. That's not the right brew. Healthy food keeps you pure and new. Say a prayer every day just to keep you in line. Remember me tell you it's a judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and your search surely will find. The last thing ever rub is a wonders and sign. Work hard be yours and I'll work be mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, you run from the judge.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, yes. So we saw those questions, the questions and the reasonings as we pick up right here with the 49th degree of the sabbatical study. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. I think it was question, what, 39? It was just before the 40th question. Seeking to get through these 40 or so questions right here so we can have a good idea as we continue, go on. Continuity, itinuity is very, very important, you know, so we can see it in its full context, you know. So here we're at the 49th. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters, the 49th degree. And here we're fulfilling here the fifth book of Moshe as well. It's a very key part. It's a summary but also instruction directions to a new generation. So the 48th Shoftim, judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates. Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters. Something going on right here. Let's see if we can clarify this right here. Give me one moment. Lion of Judah. Rise up the Lion of Judah chant. Let's see. You have the chant right there. Let's see if we have the chant right here. Yes, I.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again.
Let me say this. Hold on. I got a switch right here. Fuck with that. All
right? Sigh. Shalom, Master Fly. Just for the record, this is after the part two of the RSS number 47, the 47th sabbatical, known as Re'e, Ra'i, signifying the vision, right? The vision or see, behold, the 47th Torah portion here. I am. This is Wyndham Yadin. This is Rasi Adonis Tafari of the LOJ Society of His Majesty's Healing Up, the Windomoch and the Hitoch and the Natoch, the brothers, the sisters, and the mothers. Now all for the gathering, the assembly on the ear and in the ivory in the part two, and also the hosting. Right, the wonderful hosting, the Isla for hosting. Hopefully we can also do that in the fall, which, you know, we at Ones and Ones are there in availability of I and I brother, Wyndham Ross Yifdeya, as well. You know, that was just wonderful hosting there, brothers, and also the co-labor of I and I Wyndham Ross Iason and I and I Wyndham, you know, Wyndham Ross Jawar Levi, Wyndham Ross Kokeb, and also I and I Ehit, Ehitewa Emmanuel. For just a gathering on the ear in the iris for the 47. I said it right after, you know, the whole fullness of it had went through. I think we went to, what, 2 hours and maybe 59 minutes, or roughly you could say the three-hour mark. I was saying, wow, it just gets better and better. You know, sometimes I'd be like, wow, this is a good podcast. You know, this is a good gathering. And then we have another one. And then we have another one. I'm like, yeah, brothers and sisters, we really need to archive. That's the word right here, at least one of the words right here. We need to archive, you know, because we're moving forward to the new, the Addis Ahmet, the new new cycle, the new Shana coming up with the 9/11, the Ethiopia New Year, and the Rosh Hashanah, and the new Torah portion reading and feedings. This will be like concluding the second Shana, right, the Shene Shana, the second, or the Mishnah Shene, let me know what you mean, the second. Then Shene for the second, and also Mishnah from Shana has the idea of two. You can hear it in the word sound. Shana, Shene, Shana, Shana. You know, the second Torah portion, year, the year of reading and feedings as we're going into the third. You know, remember Yeshua HaMoshiach taught for 3.5 years. Right? And there's something that is ideal about that particular time. As we mentioned, and it's reason for Nine Wendemoch, that the it's like, the template we see even in the college education, so we call this LOJ yeshiva, right? The yeshiva, or yeshiva, actually, in the more rightly pointed Hebrew, is referring to the, how can we say, the school, right? The school of thought of the King of Kings and Christ. In fact, that was part of the Torah portion, reading and feeding, the Anya, what, Soara? I think, from the comfort. The reading of comfort, where he says that his thoughts are not like our thoughts, that his ways are not Abba and Father, right? Yahweh Eloheinu, right? Yahweh, who he be, Eloheinu, right? Our power, even the first power of the Trinity, Ha'ab, right? Our Father, right? Abinu Sheba Shemayim, Abuna Zebe Samaya, Abatachin Hoy, Nesamaya Mitanor, reveals himself to Ethiopia. Seek Emmet, see to the pun, the throne of great King David. So yes, brothers and sisters, as we're looking forward to the new, right, the Addis, you know, the Hadis, forward ever, backward never. And the 47th sabbatical, I and I are still here in the meditation. I think we almost, what was it, 5:48 or so a.m. as of this recording right here on the first day, the Ihud. You know, as we're moving from the evening part of the Ihud into the day part, because we know that there really is no night. There's no night there, right? It's kind of like a so-called shadow state, as it were, but we're in that day. Evening and morning is one day. So we're in the new seven, right, or the Torah portion before I and I right now. It's going through a kind of a check right here in Debarim. We are at Shoftim, right, or the judges, and seeing the growth amongst the Wendemoch, the Chavarim, the Ahai, the brothers, Ahayam, you know, the brothers of Rastafari, the sons, because we know as sons and as the males of Israel, right, of the true Israel, the Israel of the King of Kings, the Iritical Israel, because as our brother Wyndham Ross on Bessa, in his Shabbat peace, and also, you know, to support the works, you know, and also patronize the works of I and I, brothers and sisters. So we're going to continue the reasoning, because the Sabbath is given to Israel as a type of the kingdom, right? And we know that the kingdom in the days previous to now was taken from Israel, but that it would be once again restored to Israel in the times and the seasons of Ha'ab, of the Father, even I and I, good Father,
even Abata Chin, Kadamawi Hala Selassie. And this is the message of Rastafari, the true message of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Just so much Rhema word, right now word. We still are seeking to, as I say, digest our food, Mawahad, or to live just, right? To digest, you know, some of that has to die, the old, you know, that which was not right and exact, so we can adjust in our lives, right, to the life that truly we should live in Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings Christ, because none can come to Abba Father except in Yeshua HaMashiach. He is our template, Wonder Moach. We speak so much about our Black Lord and Savior, Getachin, Namet Hanatachin, Jesus Christos, right, Adonenu Yeshua HaMashiach. It is because of that. He is that perfect template for I and I, and the whole call of Rastafari from the very beginning, especially with the locksmen, you know, with that Nazarite and the Nazarene way, that fulfillment of that Nazarene way, that perfect sonship. We learn about being good sons, Wonder Moach, through Yeshua HaMashiach. We learn about being good brothers through Yeshua HaMashiach, right? And even for those who have that opportunity and that grace of being good fathers, you know what I mean, good fathers and even good husbands through Yeshua HaMashiach. He's our template. You know, he is that perfect example. We know this is the teaching of His Majesty, and we know that in this tribe, that many things have crept in, you know, to the way of, you know, to take us off that path as Rastafari. We know that it's only Rastafari that has really been keeping to that true truth, because it's truly I and I that are the fulfillment of that prophetical word. And it's not us saying this is of ourselves. It's your word. It's your signs. It's your time. It's having this mind. Let this mind be in you that is in Yeshua HaMashiach. So the link with Geta Iesus, Geta Chin, our master, our Lord, you know what I mean? You know, he's our boss. He's the supreme amongst I, to the glory of his Father, to the glory of I and I Father, to the glory of Kadamawi Haile Selassie. So make I and I give thanks and praise. Yahweh is clothed in majesty, right? He who be who he be. Elohim. Elohim is a spirit. Right, Irit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. But because of us in this flesh condition, in the world flesh, you know, and these devil systems, that Father has been so gracious in the first advent, sending his Son, right, in that likeness of sinful flesh, and then him coming himself, right, in that man who he, right, the spirit of truth had chosen, right, to be he who be who he be. In the person of His Imperial Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. And I give enough thanks and praises, you know, to our Abba Father, and also, you know, to the brothers and sisters, you know, that have labored and are sincerely laboring and growing, right, in that seed, growing in grace, right, and the truth of Adonenu Yeshua HaMashiach, in the truth of Geatah Chini Jesus Christ. So just a few words right here, because we've been reasoning, the broadcast went off at 4 a.m. here on the eastern seaboard, the east coast, as it's called. Broadcast went off around that particular time. And for at least maybe an hour and almost 40-something minutes before we said, let's just record a couple of words right here, and hopefully we'll be able to share this with the brothers and sisters, as even for the Testify Tuesday, and as we are looking forward to the new Shana, the new cycle. Some upgrades and updates, and seeking to discuss it with the Chavarim, with the Shoftim, right? Because the brothers, you know, that have been called and have answered that call and are growing in that grace, you know, it's to the I them that I call to be I and I, you know, co-laborers, you know, in spirit and in truth and in more official in this ministry of His Majesty, because LOJ society is not I-1 society. It's what Father has given I and I and we, and a trust in this mission, right? The conquering line of the tribe of Judah mission. Yes, incorporated. 501c3 mission, not a church, not incorporated church. We're the true church in spirit and in truth, but it's a mission, right? What is the mission of the King of Kings Christ? What is that mission that He has given to us? Well, for us to be in His mission, we have to first of all be in the admitting, right? And in the admission of his word and the study. And this is why it was so, and still is so fundamental, brothers and sisters, for us, right, even personally, because it begins personally. You know, we've given our testimony before and even again to how growing in His Word, listening to the King, Because for I won, and recognizing all the follies and lies and counterfeit Gentile, white Western so-called Christianity, had at one time, many, many years ago, almost two decades ago, had given up on Jesus Christ and the Bible and this and that. But it was His majesty, His word, His life, His works that really caught I and I, you know, curiosity. I had to know more about who is this, who this be. And then when he started to speak about Jesus Christos, I was like, wait, something's different about him and his testimony. You know, that even though the counterfeit Christianity, we still were leery, the white Jesus and the blonde hair, blue-eyed, and white supremacy, counterfeit Christianity, racism, and all of these sort of things. And not against so-called white folks, but against the lies. It was many of the so-called white folks who were actually revealing things about so-called counterfeit Gentile Christianity. I was like, oh, wow. But then His Majesty was showing I and I a different way, the true way, right? The way, the truth, and the life. And that is what inspired I. That's the, that was the spirit that we sought to take within. And it's been a process of growing in grace. And we still are growing, even I and I, especially I and I. You know, for I and I, it's still are growing. And to have the iron sharpened iron among the Wendemoch, the brothers, and among the Hittoch, the sisters, and among the Enatoch, the mothers, is a grace, is a blessing. And these words just to share that. But be sure to archive the broadcast, you know, the previous broadcast. And we're calling, seeing that we're coming to the Shoftim, right, the Shoftim or the Judges, you know, the Torah portion that speaks on the Judges. And just to get the first words right here from Deuteronomy, repetition of the law, right, Deuteronomy, Orit Zedagin, the Torah of the repetition from the fifth book of Moses, known as Debarim, Ele Debarim. These are the words. So we pick up right here in this new seven, right, this new Shabua, or what the Babylonians call the week. We call it the sevens, from seven to seven, right? So at after the Shabbat broadcast, you know, we go over, you know, the Torah portion, reading and feeding, the Aliyah, the hearing of the word, right? And then for the Mishnah, the second service, the reasonment on what it is that Yah has laid upon I and I hearts, whether it's a reasonment, a question, a word sound, according to His good order. What is His good order? Well, let's just go here to rightly divide the word, rightly explain out, rightly exhort, right, I and I individually, right? Each of us have to be exhorted by this word individually, and also corporately, right, as a corporate body, right, the body, right, of His Majesty's Christ. And Yeshua is the head, the Ras, the Rosh, you know what I mean, the Rosh of the body. So here we go right here. Let's go to Corinthians. Corinthians has a very, very important word on the proper order, right, since we are after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. And it's the King of Kings that truly showed I and still shows I, you know, from day to day, right, in the way, truth, and life, that righteousness of Yeshua HaMoshiach and how we are, we've been made righteous. He makes us righteous. We don't have to make ourselves righteous. He makes us righteous by His word, by the love, by the fellowship. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, right, in chapter 14, the whole chapter is highly, highly, highly worthy of all acceptation, to accept this, right? But it begins with that hearing, right? First to Shema'a, right? To hear, and then Re'eh, to see, to behold that vision, right? That vision. Now, here, we're in the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, and we're at Shoftim. Shoftim are the judges, right? The judges. So we're calling right now, seeing that we have, over the cycle of Torah reading and feedings and over the Shanas and over our fellowshipping, right, in spirit and in truth, right? So it's not a fellowship in fleshy, even though some ones and ones have met ones and ones, and we hope to gather, you know, gather in the churchical, the small churchical, the twos or threes in His name, and also as we come out, right, of the world flesh and the devil shits them and enter into that promised land spiritually, iritically, and in actuality. Let's look at this word right here. We go to Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Right? It's you. It's you. It's you I am talking to. So here in Exodus chapter 18, right? Chapter 18. In chapter 18, we have an example of Moshe. Right? Moshe in the camp, you know, he would be up from morning to evening. In fact, let's pick up on this word in verse 13. So Exodus 18 and 13. right? And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from morning to the evening. Now, judge, let's clarify this, right? Even when people say, well, it says, thou shalt not judge. Well, we study it, he was saying, thou shalt not judge against, to condemn. You know, often in this world, flesh and devil system, it's an adversarial, even legal system. It's like you're guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. But that's not true judging. That's not true mishpat, right? That's not what the shoftim and spirit and truth is to do. No, to judge, right, means to weigh it. Weigh it in the sight of Jasight, right? What is right in Jasight. Not to do after what is right in our own sight, but what is right in Jasight. So here at Exodus chapter 18, verse 13, rightly dividing this word, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from morning to the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law, speaking about Jethro, the Midianite, some say the Ethiopian, because the link with Midian, right, and Ethiopia is clear, that Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people. He said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning to even, or evening, question mark. And Moses, Mashu, the head of the fraternal order of the Lewawi and the Levites, he said to his father-in-law, because the people come to I to inquire of Elohim, to inquire of the power, even the first power of the Trinity. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know to yada, 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 to know the statutes of Elohim and his laws. Verse 17, Exodus 18, 17. And Moses' father-in-law said to him, the thing that thou doest is lo tov. Melkam idelem is not good. Thou, the eye, wilt surely wear away, both thou unto Atta, the eye male, and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy, kabad is too heavy for the eye. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Exodus 18:19. Hearken, Shema'ah, hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, to Elohim word, as that priest, and that priest of Korah towards Elohim, right? That thou mayest bring the causes to her Elohim. It's like when the people bring I, you know, reasonings. I mean, we can answer from what we think, but we're not supposed to do that, right? In this same role and responsibility, we have to check what Jah says, what is right in Jah's sight. Now, the previous Torah portion, Re'eh, right, or Ineho, behold, really goes in to lay like a prima facie or prima facie, which means the first prime, first facie, the facts, right, or facie in the later so-called way of saying it, but really facie, prima, first facts, right? That's what we're touching on here, first words, first facts. So we have Exodus 18:20. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way. Pay attention when you come across the way in connection with Yahweh, with Jahweh, right? Because here's the link with Jahweh, truth and life. That you shall shew, to show them the way wherein they must walk, the halakha, the try, the way in which we must try, and the work that they must do. Verse 21, moreover, thou unto Atta, the eye male, shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as respect Elohim, Edomawi Hala Selassie, Father, strength and redeemer, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Now here's what we have. It's like the martial law. It's about martial law. The rulers of thousands, right? That's what we call like a Shialeka, Shaleka, Bamarinya. That's like, say, we have like the major in that sense, if I'm correct, right, within that military order, that church militant. This is the church militant, right? Rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds. If I'm correct, I think a lieutenant in the original precept is a ruler of hundreds. And the rulers of 50, you have the sergeant, right? And rulers of tens, you have the corporals. And let them judge the people at all seasons, at all seasons, at all times. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to thee, right? But every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee so. Jethro was saying, this is my advice. Now, some say, I know the Schofield has some interesting notes, right? Some interesting notes where it says that I think Jehovah, Yahweh, entirely ignored this worldly wise organization, substituting his own order. Well, John, basically, it's where we're at right here in this 48th sabbatical. For this sabbatical seven, this particular week, as we say, the seven that we are in this present time, in the 2016, right, the 2016 season right here, in this seven, right, this seven ending the 10th of September 2016. Bamarinya, Nemharic, Shoftim, the judges are called Faraj, or Farajochin. We say Farajochin. The N at the end is the direct subject marker. So more title would be Farajoch. Farajoch Shoftim, the judges. So this Torah portion actually will fulfill on the eve, right, of the Ethiopian, the children of the Ethiopian New Year, or the 10th of September 2016. And it comprises Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18 to 21 and 9. Right? So we're reading this right here because this was interesting in Exodus. This was advice that Moses' Midianite or Ethiopian father-in-law was giving to Moses, because Moses was serving alone in that capacity, because only really he was learned in that wisdom of the Egyptians and had that preparation. But what Jethro was reminding him is that, you know, if you keep doing it like that, you're going to wear yourself out. And you see, Moses was a good leader. We can learn a lot about leadership from Moses, right? And here I'm learning as well, because a lot of us, we didn't come forward because we wanted to be so-called leaders, regardless of what the naysayers and other heresy sayers may say. But it's because, you know, Jean may have prepared you for what you are able to do. You might be like, I don't want to have to do this. Well, you might not want to, but remember, his thoughts are not like your thoughts. Right? His ways are not like our ways, but we have to learn Yahweh, truth and life. So here in the 23rd verse of Exodus chapter 18, Moses' father-in-law says, if thou shalt do this thing and Elohim command thee so. So he wasn't trying to force his advice. He said, listen, if you do this thing and if Jah commands you to do it, right, then thou, the I, shall be able to endure. The race is not for the swift, right? A lot of ones are rush things. The race is not for the swift. Right, or the battle for the strong, but it's for those who can what? Endure. Then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place, Be-shalom, in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads, rashes, roshe, right, in the Hebrew, Ibrahist, right, in the Hebrew, the heads, the roshe, or the rashes, right, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. So when we speak about the church triumphant, the church can only be triumphant if it's first of all militant. And we say militant, it's not the way of the world or what we see out in the movies or whatever among the Gentiles. Right? I mean, it might be some of those things, it might not be some things. How do we know the difference? It's by study. Teshuah and I self approve. Suha Elohim, Kanamawi Hala Selassie. Father, Abba, right? Strength and Redeemer. As what? Workmen. Right? That need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing, rightly explaining out the word of truth. So we see a basic foundation here. This is like martial law, right? Or Jah's martial law. And they judge the people at all seasons. the hard causes they brought to Musa, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Now, what do we have here? Well, how does this connect with our present Torah portion? All right. How does this connect? Well, let's go forward to the present Torah portion. I hope the item are keeping the New Testament, right? The New Testament, 1 Corinthians, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 on standby, right? Chapter 14. And the main emphasis is like 14:23 to the end, but the overall chapter is good to, you know, get a first fact, a prima facie, an overview, a peshat. We call it in the Hebrew the peshat, the plain reading. Now, here in Deuteronomy, the fifth book, we went from the second book of Moses to now the fifth book here, this fifth loaf of bread, right? The manna, the angel bread in the wilderness, right? That bread, that food, right? That food for thought, right? So we can meditate on his thought, right? We can meditate on his way. We can look at, well, what our thought was and then see what his thought is. We can look on what our way was and then see his way and come to that perfect alignment in grace, right? Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18. And in the Scofield Study Bible, there's a subscription here. It says the gifts of the males, right? The gifts of the males. And just a first part of this, Deuteronomy 16 and 18, actually, Slika, right? But we'll get to 16 and 18 because it's a very important word in the fourth chapter of His Majesty's autobiography, Book 1, that connects with it. So, you know, make a note of that, and hopefully we'll bring that out. If we don't, and brothers, you're curious about that, what we was going to say or reason on, just, you know, heal up on, at the time of reason and bringing it up, and I hopefully we'll be able to bring it out, right? But let's go on right here. So we have Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18. Judges in the gates, right? Judges, the shoftim, in the gates. Judges, farajoch, in the gates. It says, judges and officers shalt thou make thee, the I, in all thy gates, which Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, thy power, Bamarinya, Egaziariher Amlake, the sustainer, the good father, thy source, giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. See, what is judgment? What is justice? This is very good that at this 48th sabbatical and this sabbatical 7, right, this Shavuah, this week, right, to keep it strong and this Rastafari sabbatical strong. We start out right here, the first day, right, with the first part of the Aliyah. Verse 19, Deuteronomy 16, 19, it says, thou, the I, male, shalt not rest, like wrestle. Now, more fully, that's the old KJV, the old English. They say rest as a short way of saying wrestling. So in the fuller sense, thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons. Shall not respect persons. Now, when we say respect, yeah, we say that. And I have nothing against that. I've said that as well. But as we study, we get to recognize, you know, it's not about respecting persons. All right? But what is it about? Let's seek to bring this out right here so ones know that we're not talking about so-called disrespecting ones and ones. But what the word tells us we're supposed to do, right, is very clear. Let's bring this up about honoring, right, honoring the brotherhood and honoring the king, right, honoring the brotherhood and honoring the king. We have this right here in 1 Peter, Petros, right, in the Catholicos epistles, the universal, the universal epistles for all the Christian, you know, or the Nazarenes, or Rastafari in this new name time, right? Wherever ones are, this is the universal message. 1 Peter 2 and 17. Honor, you see the word and say respect, right? It says honor, right, all men, right? Love the brotherhood, the Wendemamachnet, right? The brotherhood, the fraternity of the King of Kings Christ. Fear Elohim. That means respect, right? Have a reverential Respect. This is why we're Rastafari. Respect Elohim, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, the first power, I and I Father, strength and redeemer. Honor, right? Honor the king. Honor HaMelech. Honor the Negus, even Negusa Negest. Amen. Just to have that there when we, because we're going to come out on this. Some people get a little offended when we say, I and I not respect men and people. They say, oh, you disrespect. No, it's not that. It's that the respect is supposed to be for Rastafari. But it's honor. Right? We say honorable, right? To honor, right? But to respect John. And this is right here in his word, right? That's what we say. Respect. Instead of respect, we say respect. Well, let's read his word. Deuteronomy 16 and 19. It says, thou shalt not wrest judgment. Wrestle judgment. The eye unto shall not respect persons. Respect persons. Neither take a gift, a bribe, a payola, almost like a gift, right? And it's not that we can't receive a gift, but you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a bribe, a gubo, right? A gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous, the tzaddikan, right? The tzaddikim, the righteous. Remember, our righteousness is imputed. It's imputed. It's input because of our faith in the Hashem of Yeshua, in the Christ of His Majesty, right? Recognizing the door, the template in I and I Father's house. Overs. So the context here is concerning judges, the shoftim. That if we are judges, we must be very careful not to wrestle judgment. You know what I'm saying? And we can even connect this with the previous Torah portion, right? It's very interesting because it even says in the previous Torah portion, if we can, it says, yeah, in Deuteronomy 13 and 6, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, you know, the woman that you hold close, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, you love your friend, your true friend, your true brethren as your own soul, if they should entice thee secretly, because they're not going to say it openly, because they're going to get a fire bun, or even worse, right? But they should entice you secretly, speak to you one away, right? Saying, let us go and serve other Elohim, right? Let us serve other gods, right? Which thou hast not known unto thy male, right? Nor thy father. So you haven't known these other Elohim gods, right? Or I and I patriarchs, I and I true patriarchs according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the Rastafari elders that have ruled well and that have labored in word and doctrine and the teaching of His Majesty, the Hashem Yeshua, the Jesus Christos, right? It says, namely, the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh to thee, or far off from thee, from one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth. What does verse 8 says in Deuteronomy 13 and 8? It says, thou, unto, in the Amharic and in the Ge'ez, ata, in the Hebrew, which means you, male, shall not consent, shall not say ishi, shall not approve, affirm that, thou shall not consent to him, nor hearken, nor shema'ah, nor hear or obey to him, neither shall thine eye pity him. Remember, this is your brother, right? It says the brother, what it says in verse 6, is thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife, the woman, the wife of thy bosom, the isha of your bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let's go after some other way, even like the heresies that are seeking to creep in, right, to Rastafari, trample them down. What does the word say? It says, thou shall not consent to him, nor hearken, nor shema, nor listen, nor obey to him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spear, neither shalt thou conceal him. So if one come to you secretly like this, right, and this could be your brother, you know, the son of your mother, it could be your son, you know, your friend, your daughter, you know what I mean, your the wife of your bosom. Overs that right here. You see, you got to over this right here. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters. But thou shalt surely kill him. Well, now, are we talking about, see, Old Testament, it was literally, you kill him. Right now, in the new covenant of the King of Kings Christ, you know what, kill him, you're dead on him. It's like you excommunicate that one. How dare you? I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. I mean, this could be your daughter. Your daughter. It could be the woman, the wife of your bosom. It could be your brother, the son of your mother. It could be your son that should come. You know, your friend that is as your own soul. You know, and sometimes, you know, we love our brothers as our own soul, but now they're swerving, right? They're swerving. It says, but thou shalt surely kill him. That is what it says. Your eyes should not pity him. You should not spear. You should not conceal him. Right? Open rebuke is better than secret love. But, you know, open rebuke is bitter. Right? It's bitter. Some will say you don't love them, but truly you love them by rebuking them. But the word says, thou shalt kill him. How do we understand this in the Hadith Kitab? How do we understand this, right, in the Brit Hadasha? Right? Remember the sword? Right? The sword in the new covenant of the King of Kings Christ is the word. So that word, you slice dice, you kill him. Right? We're not speaking about physically according to the flesh. We're speaking about according to the spirit of his majesty Christ. Right? It says, thou shalt kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. Right? To mawet. Mavet. Mavet. Mawet in the Hebrew, which is mot. Right? Sounds a lot like mute. Right? You mute him. You're dead on him. You mute on him to put him to death. And afterwards, the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from Yahweh Eloheka, from who he be, thy power, even the first power of the Trinity and the true teaching of his majesty, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, the spiritual Egypt, from the house of bondage and the counterfeit Christianities, right? And all Israel shall shema'ah and fear and respect, and shall do no more any such wickedness, that's ratchetness, as this is among you. And then it goes on. It goes on in this word, just making that as a kind of a point of reference, my brothers and sisters. We begin off this Aliyah, right? This first part of the Aliyah right here, right? The first reading for this seven, for this sabbatical, for the 47th, the RSS 47, which is known in the Hebrew as Shoftim, judges, and Farajochin, right? It says judges and officers. Now, let's go into this. It says, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. Now, how do we qualify what is altogether just? Is it according to what looks good in our own sight, in our own opinion, from our own point of view? Or is it according to what is right in Jah's sight, right? What is right in who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, sight? Seen, sight, seen, behold, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. What makes you want to follow Yeshua HaMoshiach? Right? Isn't that the question? What? Right? That's the teaching of his majesty. What makes, so see, in this sense, in the direct sense of Rastafari, the true teaching and laboring, right, in your word and in doctrine and the teaching of his majesty, it's the following of Christ. I not follow no one. You know, that sounds good from the flesh. That sounds good even through the flesh and even to the flesh. But that's why I not want no carnal mind. You know, I don't want that carnal mind. You know, I have to be born again. I have to mortify the flesh. I have to kill, you know, dead on that, spiritually, iritically, and that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. That thou mayest live. That we mayest do what? Live. And inherit the land, right? Spiritually, iritically, in the first sense, the promised land is a state of mind, you know? Inherit that land, right? As he says, his thoughts are not like our thoughts. His way is not like I and I way. Which Yahweh, Yahuwah, Eloheka giveth thee, right? Which he who be, who he be, the I power, even I and I power, the first power of the Trinity, giveth to I and I and we, Rastafari. Then it says, furthermore, verse 21, thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near to the altar of Yahweh Eloheka, which the eye shall make thee.
See, it's very key. Some people say, oh, it says you can't plant any food and all that, all. You can't plant any grove. No, it said don't plant a grove. You see, the context is very important. Once you start to study it in terms of the context, you will begin to really distinguish the good, right, from that which is not good, the tov from that which is lo tov, right? Because he's saying, don't plant any grove near to the altar. Let's understand this. He didn't say we can't plant any grove, like, in our garden or in our land. He's not saying no such things. This is why it says, take heed. Yeshua HaMashiach says, take heed to how you hear, because if you don't hear it properly, you're not going to see the vision clearly. It is very key, the hearing, right? And there's a word that when we were speaking about even Garvey and I, John the Baptist, let's just bring this, put this into the record here, brothers and sisters. It's from chapter 11 of Matthew, right? In chapter 11 of Matthew, verse 4, Yeshua answered and said to them, go and shew John, right? Show the Garveyites, even the Garvey at Rastafari, again, those things which y'all do hear and see. Notice how he puts that. Those things which y'all do hear and see. That's what we should go and shew them in our preaching and teaching. This is what we seek to bring forward in our vlogs and reasoning. Those things which we have heard, Shema, and those things which are re'eh, according to the Ra'i, according to the vision of His Imperial Majesty. His way of seeing things, right? His way of thinking, to conform our thoughts to His thoughts. So sometimes when we're preaching and teaching, one will say, they think it's I and I opinion. It's not I and I opinion, right? I and I is seeking to comply with His will, right? So we say, our own personal opinion, but isn't this His word right here? It says, neither shalt thou set thee up any image which Yahweh Eloheka hateth. So we say, no white God, and people think we're being racist or something else like that. Well, race is the seed, right? And He says that we shall be called, the seed shall be called in Yaakov, in Slika. The seed shall be called in Yitzhak, right? And through Yitzhak, as we know, he had those two sons, Esau and Jacob, and then that pearl from Yitzhak, right, went to Jacob. So this verse right here is very key in 22. We have that as a justification, a righteous justification, a judgment, while we go out against the counterfeit images of Yeshua HaMashiach and that whole whitewash. Because it says, neither shalt thou set up any image which Yahweh Eloheka, right, hateth. Right now, of course, the image there, as we get into it, is the howlet, right? It's like those kind of obelisk, which is a very interesting reason, because some will think of, there's obelisk in Ethiopia. But if you notice, they're circumcised. The obelisk in Egypt are uncircumcised. You know what I'm saying? In fact, the obelisk in Egypt are really bull's penises, if you overvisit. It's not even man penis, you know what I mean, on that level. Now, why is that? Because of what was given to Abraham and the symbolic type. So we're going to get into this a little bit more right here. My Wendemoch, in Hitoch, in Natoch, as we get into some of the first words, right? Some of the first words right there and right here in this Torah portion, right? As we are in Shoftim and the first Aliyah, right? Let's just take this right here to the Shene, right? The first Aliyah goes forward to, let's just look through the text right here. We stopped at the end of the chapter, but the first Aliyah, right? The first Aliyah goes to verse 14 of chapter 17, right? Verse 14 of chapter 17, right? Which in chapter 17 covers the offerings must be unblemished, right? Idolaters are to be stoned. The obedience, the Shema, to authority, to the properly constituted authority, right? And concerning a king, right? Concerning a king. And we will pick up with that, Yah willing, as we move forward, right, in this particular Torah, in this particular Torah portion, right here. Yes, I, on the ear and in the iris. Shema are here, right? As those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit, the iris, the Spirit of truth of the King of Kings Christ saith to the churches. And saith to the true church of the firstborn, to I and I, Rastafari. Shalom, Wendemoch. Shalom, Ahitoch. Shalom, Enatoch. Shalom, Ra. Shalom, Ra. Shalom, Ra. Shalom, Ra. Shalom, Ra. Shalom, Ra. Shalom.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema?
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why I'm here telling it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. Lazy body, better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work up front. Shutting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the plate, and I just can't forget. For if at times I practice to bring my people sweet root music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, got to sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight.
Ego, a book versus a gun, and our babies just trying to
pop. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from a drug being sold outside, no man is safe from a gun going off outside, no man is safe from. Can I live? Can I live? Hey. Love versus hate outside, no man is safe from courthouse with a judge, no man is safe from three strikes, no man is. Can I live? Greed and envy, no man is safe from pride and jealousy. Yeah.
waking to the bitter truth versus living in a coma. The scriptures versus scholars, morality versus dollars, dissidents versus the shallows, insurgent versus soldiers, it's minimum wage versus standing on the corner, selling crack to your cousin versus the shoes for your daughter, escape versus depression, staying clean versus addiction, alcohol versus your blood equal one nasty hangover. It's your daily budget versus living in a dream. Your sacrifice, that means the want first, you need is giving thanks to what you got and still not care what small it seems versus the grass over the fence that always looks so green. A bling bling versus diamonds will bleed. A sweatshop versus designer jeans. Looking out for one another versus looking over shoulders. Remaining a mental state versus being free by any means. Alongside Brother Raheem, and I would say it's one's responsibility to make sure that one is properly armed to the Armageddon, you know what I mean? Yeah, educate your mind, exercise your brain.
Yes, Raheem Devon featuring Damian Marley right there. Yes, revelations. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're going to ride up like with some more on the previous tour, reasons and questions, but seeing the time right here, you know, this is more like one would say churchical, right, or in the tabernacle, the holy space. That was a government call, you know, on we the black people, you know, business and everything. We had to just handle that for a moment. Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, this year, duly elected national president, just had a little emergency situation, had to be handled, and we give thanks, Rastafari. But here, you know, still here on the podcast. Hopefully that there helped to sharpen ones up. Torah reading and feeding the show team, the previous. They'll have the reasonings on the questions here. We're in the 49th. Here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. So here, let's ride up, give ear today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. Let's give a first ear, first hearing. Going to ride up the Royal Amharic first, and then hopefully share a little bit more in the Midrash and study. Today's daily psalm has a lot to do with Davidic worship and also the ancient Hebrew liturgy or the Kadash, yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 38.
מזמור למתחת, מזמור לדוד, להזכיר, 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 להזכיר,
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, על בקצפך תוכיחני, 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 תוכיחני.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
ובחמתך תייסרני, 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 תייסרני.
For thine arrows stick fast in me, in me.
כי חיציך ניחתו בי, ניחתו בי, ניחתו בי.
And thy hand presseth me sore,
presseth me sore. עלי ידיך, ידיך.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm XXXVIII. It's themed the penitence prayer. A penitence prayer from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible. The theme is a penitent prayer in the hour of anxiety. Penitence prayer. So we have a penitence prayer bringing out the sense in the hour, the time of anxiety. And just hearing the KJV read right there with some of the Hebrew highlights, you know, superscription included, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Hebraically, Hazikir, Zakar, to remember. Going to build on that right there, but from low degrees to high degrees. Hasn't there been days like these, based on what the psalmist is saying? And this is, when we had to come off the, you know, the call momentarily, right, to answer another call that was coming in urgently. These words here, you know, these words here, according to royal order, you know, in season, the rhema word. But there's an analogy here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, with Psalm VI, Psalm 6, that will at once hopefully occur to the fellow disciple, also to some of the readers. And if you study the scripts, you'll see the similarity with today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. And Psalm 6 with Mizmor Lamed Chet and with Mizmor Vav, Mizmor Waweh, the sixth psalm. The speaker is afflicted with a serious illness. And his physical, the physical condition, causes him searchings, probing searchings of heart here in the season, here in the month of Elul, here in the sixth moon, as we're trotting forward to the seventh moon and to the Isla Day, to the festival season here in the year, the third of the three times. This moon, this month, this 40 days is known as the Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon, the searching HaNefesh of the soul, the psyche. So here in today's daily psalm, the speaker is afflicted with a serious illness. A serious ra'ah. Interesting, the word for evil can also be something ill, hurtful, harmful. And his physical condition causes him searchings of heart. In conformity with the belief, the ancient belief, right? And from our studies and research, we see that even, you know, many other nations, in addition to the Hebrews, the Israelites, also saw the reality of illness and sickness in the same way. That there was a belief or the faith, the admittance that was then held, that he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect of sin, of chatiyat, of chet. Somehow he missed something, lacking, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, somewhere, you know, he went astray, off the way. He therefore offers his prayer Tehillah in the Hebrew, Selotu, in a deep, repentant spirit. And even this season, this time, this sixth moon, Hebraically speaking, right, is a time of teshuvah, of thinking different, of having a change, going from the straight way to Yahweh. So we see a connection here, even for the reason for the season. The occasion that led to the indicting of the poem, the composition, cannot be, some say, accurately determined. However, some interpret today's daily psalm as referring not so much to just the individual, however, referring to the nation. So not so much as the I, as we have the superscription, Mizmor le David le Hazikir, a psalm of David to make the memorial, to bring to remembrance, le Hazikir, the memorial part of the offering, according to Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, is the Azkara. The Azkara, the memorial part of that offering. So some interpret this for connection, right, with the sacred liturgy, as we have in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, where it reads, and he, speaking of David HaMelech, speaking of Negus David, King David, he appointed certain of the Levites, Halloween. King David appointed certain of the Levites to do what? To minister before the Ark of Yahuwah, Jehovah, and to celebrate. In 1 Chronicles 16 and 4, this in the Hebrew is Le Hazikir, as we have in the superscription, the title, Mizmor, a chant, Le David of David, Le Hazikir, to celebrate. But the translation, the idea here is brought out to celebrate and to thank and to praise Yahuwah, to praise Jehovah. So looking at that connection here, we also note that the psalm refers to the nation, to the I. However, the personal note, so it's the I psalm, but the I note, the personal note is strongly marked throughout. So here, in writing out the Royal Amharic, right, and then going through the King of Kings Bible, and then hopefully we can seal up, you know, getting to the groundational, as Matthew said, the foundational language, the Hebrew, you know, in the Midrash, in the study. But first, here, as a theme of sufferers and sufferation, here the Royal Amharic, the native speaker, Abraham Chebudeh, here on the Upsetters, Sufferers Dub, today's daily song.
مزمور 37 بقنف 37 بسنبت متاسبيا يداويت عبيتو بقطعات تكسف بمعاتهم محتقل فلاطوشي وقتون يالنا اجهنم محكبده بن يالنا فقطع يتنسى لسقاية اينا يلو تحات يعتم يتنسى لاطنطوشي سلام يلاتي ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላይ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ እጅግ ጎሰቆልኩ ተዋረድኩ ሁልጊዜም በትካዜ መላለሳል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለሥጋዬም ጤና የላትምና ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወች የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሸዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አሁንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆን እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆን አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ተሰማኛል ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ ጽድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ አቤቱ አንተ አትጣለ አምላኬ ከኔ አትተ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠ
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. In. So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Bring forth the Bible. Salam to Kenai Stavin. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and Mezmore Dawit Salasa Cement. Psalm 38, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Today's daily psalm, Sim Yachink Sa'atas Elot. Prayer in an hour of anxiety, an hour of difficulty. Yachink Sa'at Elot. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, king of kings, Garmawi Kamawi, Chayva Salase. So here we compare and contrast the HSV, which the KJV. Firstly, the superscription, which reads, according to the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah of Kedus, the Authorized, Advised, and Amharic Bible. We have the superscription here, Bamarinya, Le Senbet, Metasebia, Ye Dawit, Mezmori, Le Senbet, for the Sabbath, Metasebia, a memorial, a remembrance, that which is thought, of course, to be thought of, Le Senbet, for the Sabbath. Le Senbet, Metasevia, Ye Dawit, Mezmor. KJV, we have a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. A Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Le Senbet, Metasevia, Ye Dawit, Mezmor. Today's daily psalm, Amharic, English,
HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, with the King James version. Now, just a brief word here, even from the Sefer Tehillim, as we give praise, we should give praise with understanding and understanding and overstanding. It's a penitence prayer. What we have here is a penitence prayer. There's an analogy with Psalm 6 will at once occur to the reader and also hopefully to the hearer in today's daily psalm. The speaker is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart in conformity with the imnet, the emunah, the belief, the faith. Then how he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect of chatiyat, are the effect of sin, are the effect of falling short, are the effect of missing the mark. He therefore offers his prayer, yechink sa'at tz'alot, in an hour of anxiety and difficulty, in a deeply repentant spirit. The occasion which led to the indicting of the poem cannot be determined. Now, some interpret the psalm, today's mezmor, as referring to the nation, but the personal note is strongly marked throughout today's daily psalm. Once again, to the introduction. In Hebrew, we have mezmor le Dawit le Hazakir, Hazakir, for remembrance, to bring to remembrance, le Hazakir, for a memorial. The Septuagint reads a psalm of David, a psalm to David for remembrance concerning the Sabbath. As we have here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, Lesenbet Metasebia, for the Sabbath memorial, remembrance. Yet Dawit Mezmor. One more note is that when we say Sabbath, usually it's meant the Sabbath day, but also in the archaic sense, referring to the Shabuah, referring to the seven and the fulfillment of the seven, concerning the sabbatical, concerning what ones will call the week, right? The fullness of the week, from the first day to the seventh day. Thus we have Lesenbet Metasevia, Yedawit Mezmor, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. So make we ride up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemrale. We begin. Kuter and verse 1. Avetu bekuta at atik sefeng, mem atehim antigesetseng. Avetu, his father, father of the house, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Avetu bekuta atik sefeng. Neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. Bem ought to him, ategeses eng. Kuter hulat, verse 2. Filats ochih, wegatonyalina, ijinim akubadehibinyalina. For thine arrows stick fast in me. Filats ochih, wegatonyalina. And thy hand presseth me sore. Ijinim akibdehbinyalina. Kutar source, verse 3. Ka kutah yetanesa le sigayet eina yeluin. Kachat yatem yetanesa latin toche salam le lachuin. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin, because of my uggery. Verse 4. In the kabada shakamimma belayeya kabdoalina. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. Chatiate berase lai. Kef kef below alina. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. In the kabad ashekamim belaye kabdo alina. Amis. Verse 5. Kasin the finaye. Yetanesa kuslea shetete. Beseb besem. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Verse 7. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Now here, as we compare and we contrast the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV. Here we have an interesting verse as we compare and contrast side by side, side by side. Here where we have this verse, it says, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, nefsei, my soul, sidbin, temola talechna, my soul is full of insults. Sidib temol talechna. Lesegayim, and for my flesh, taina, health, taina, yelatimna. My flesh lacks health. No soundness. There's no soundness in my flesh. Kuter cement verse 8. Tamemuhu, ijikima techegaruhu, ka libeya wizwazem yetanesach ohu. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared. Tamemuhu, ijikima techegaruhu. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Ka libeya wizwazem yetanesach ohu. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Abetu, fekade hulu vefitehino, kinkete makaante ayesawarum. Abetu, Lord, I father, his father, father of the house. Abetu, fekade hulu vefitehino. All my desire, all my will, fekade hulu is before thee, vefitehino, and I present, kinkete. Can contain my anxiety, my groaning, I sorrow, and my groaning, my anxiety is not hid from the eye. I sorrow. Put the answer, verse 10. Leve the negative thing. Chaylema tawachinye. Ye I no chamber hana fezza. My heart panteth. Leve the negative thing. Libbe, my heart, the negative being, libbe, the negative being, my heart, it's in a mental state of shock, the negative being, against I, the negative being, my heart panted, chaylem, and my strength, tawaching, my strength leaves, she has left eye, tawaching, as for the light of mine eyes, ye I no chimbran, it also is gone from me, and the light of my eyes is fuzzy, it's blurry. Kutel Asaraan, verse 11. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galela below Komu, Zemedochim, Riko Komu. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore. Wadajochim, Balinjorochim, Kokusle Galela below Komu, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Zemedochim, Riko Komu. Kutera asara, asara hulet, nefse nema yemishuata beretubin, mekrayenem yemifelgu, kentuna tenagaru, hulgizem beshengela yemekralu. They also that seek after my life lay sneers for me, lay sneers for I, nefse nema yemishuata beretubin. And those who seek for my soul, my psyche, my soul, my nefs, nefsinim, yemishuat, baretubim. They are vigorous, they're vigorous against I. And they that seek my hurt speak mischievous, they speak mischievous things. They speak vanity and imagine deceits all the day long. Always, all the time, they counsel in flatteries, with flatteries. Kutar Asarasos, verse 13. But I, as a deaf man, heard not in the Mai Samadan Koro. And I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Afu nimin demai kafta didahonhu. Kutarasararat, verse 14. In demai sema so the afu mategzata in the leilo sohonhu. Thus, like this, I was as a man that heareth not in demai sema so. And in whose mouth the afum. In whose mouth are no reproofs, in the maisa masoba fuma teksat in the leilo sohonhu kuter asara amis, verse 15. Avetu the ante tamyal hunna avetu amlaki ante tisemanyal, for in the eye. Avetu, I father's father, father of the house. Avetu the ante tamyal hunna, do I hope? Do I trust? Am I confident? Thou, the eye, wilt hear. Oh, Lord, my God, I bear to amlaki. Ante tisemanyale. Ante tisemanyale. Kutarasara sedis, verse 16. Telatoche benelai desinamai la cho abialuna. Egroche mabis and akalu. Rasachewina benelai kefkefla yadargalu. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against I. Telatoche benelai desindai la chobialuna. Groche mabisanakulu. Rasachuin benelai kafkafaya dergalu. Kutarasara sevat, verse 17. Ines. What a man kesa karvealuna. Kuslem hulgizem befitenuna. For I am ready to halt. And my sorrow is continually, itinually, always before I. Kuslem, and my wound, kuslem, hulgize befitein wina. Kutara asara cement, verse 18, bedelein in agraluna, silhatiatem etekzalu. For I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein inagralo. My wrong. I will speak of my wrong. I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein inagralo. Silachat yatem. Itekzalo. I will be sorry for my uckery, for my sin. Chat yatem, and my sin and my uckery. Itekzalo. Kuta asra zet en, verse 19. Telatoche yawana cho yiberatu bin mal bet mamanetima yamit alunya bezu. But my enemies are lively. Telatoche yawana cho. And they are strong, they are vigorous, they're vigorous against I. Yiberatu bin mal. And they and them that hate I wrongfully are multiplied. Bet amaman netem yemit alun bezu. Kuter haya, verse 20. Sidik ina sile tekatelhu. Bebe gofanta kafun yemiya melusulina yit alunya. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing. I follow the ting that is that good is that sidkina siletekatelhu bebugo fantak funya mi melsulina yit alunya al kutalhaya an, verse 21. Avetu ante atet aling amlake kanyatarak, forsake me not. Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. avetu ante atet aleng amlaki kene atrak. Oh my God, oh my source, I'm lucky. Kene atarak, be not far from I. Kene atarak, kuter haya hulet. Verse 22. Avetu, medhanite, enena lemerdata fiten. Make haste to help I. Oh Lord, my salvation, Abetu, my father's father, father of the house, Medhanite, my medicine, my salvation, Hinen lemerdata fiten, make haste, Hinen, for I, make haste to help I, Hinen lemerdata fiten.
መታሰቢያ የዳዊት ነው። መዝሙር 37 በቅንፍ 38 ለሰንበት መታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በቁጣህ አትቅሰፍ፣ በመዓትህም አትገስ። ፍላጾችህ ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም አክብደህብኛልና። ከቁጣህ የተነሳ ለስጋዬ ጤና የለው፣ ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸው። ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና፣ እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላዬ ከብዷልና። ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ፣ እጅግ ጎሰቆልሁ ተዋረድሁ። ሁልጊዜም በትካዜ እመላለሳለሁ፣ ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለስጋዬም ጤና የላትም። ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር፣ ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ። አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው፣ ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር። ልቤ ደነገጠ፣ ኃይሌም ተወች፣ የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ። ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሜ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ፣ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ። ነፍሴንም የሚሸዋት በረቱብኝ፣ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ። ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል፣ እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ፣ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆን። እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆነ። አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና፣ አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛለህ። ጠላቶቼ በእኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና፣ እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በእኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ። እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና፣ ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና። በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ። ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ፣ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ። ጽድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ። አቤቱ አንተ አትጣለኝ፣ አምላኬ ከኔ አትጠ። አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት
rude boy, everything takes time.
Hola, we come
up. It's from
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
Psalm 38.
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord, Adonai, rebuke me not in thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, al bekechtecha tochicheni, tochicheni, tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha deyastereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Yechitzecha yichatu v'yichatu.
And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
So right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. Now the Hebrew superscription, a little small type before we come to like the first verse in the Better Bibles or the KJV Bibles. It says, to bring to remembrance. From the Hebrew, it's brought out in the translation as to make memorial. But the Hebrew phrase, le hazikir, hear, the Hebrew groundation, this is to deal with Psalm 38. And also compare this with Psalm 70, Davidic worship. the ancient Hebrew liturgy, and also Leviticus, the connection right here in today's daily song.
Come on, everything takes time.
Chet. So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet.
Lamed Chet.
Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered in the King James Version, the translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm, in Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial. A psalm of David, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, in the sense of Isis, Zamar, mizmor, LeDawid, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, to make memorial.
Memorial.
In the King James Version, the KJV, this superscription is translated, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have LeHazikir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazkir, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir? What is LeHazkir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is this the key for us, especially in I&I sabbatical studies, in the discipleship, and in the Torah studies? Here, when we begin with Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, and he called. And Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of He calls, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMashiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation and a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right, of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we have the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn to the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm, Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now, the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically, it's the mincha, some enunciate as the mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. It is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach, this is Messiah, Christos, Christ, the anointed, Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering, furthermore in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular, verse 2, related with the superscription, first verse of today's psalm is more Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor le David le hazkir, le hazkir, le hazkir. What is le hazkir? So let's get to the root word hazkir, hazkir, le hazkir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, not the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be who he be, through that act of offering, through that act of offering. So what is this act of offering that David, here in Mizmor le David, le Hazakir, is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and David and David in the tabernacle of David, bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, bringing down the new covenant sense of the liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have David of the tribe of Judah, bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note, that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some basic, a basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on Le Hazikir. Then Le Hazikir would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scofield Study Bible, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the word software that we have advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here, to put today's psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitence prayer, a repentant prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translations, even for KJV, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take David, David, because the superscription means more le David, le David, David. Here, David, the author, asks Yahuwah, ask Jehovah, ask Adonai to deliver, to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and he faces, is the result of divine, of the divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine, divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokacha, you know, tokacha, tokacha, discipline, and also connected with the musar, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah. Right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here. Right, O Lord, right, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor le David le hazikir, Yahuwah Allah birk etzpeka te toki chayni, tokahaini, tokahaini, Yahuwah, Allah be Ezipka, tokahaini, neither nigh the chastening, chastening in thy wrath. Ua va chamatika te yasareini, neither chasten I in thy wrath. U ba chamatika ham, don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham, not to go ham. Uwa ba chamatika. Uwa ba chamatika. Uba chamatika in the eyes. Chamat in the eyes. Wrath. Fiery. Hot. Ham in the eyes. Ham in the eyes. Wrath. Uba chamatika. Te yasareini. Te yasareini. Chasten me not. Neither chasten me not. So here is the opening. The opening of today's song. Now, the superscription, Lehazikir. What about Lehazikir? Right? The Hebrew text, Lehazikir, may be translated and has been translated as to bring or to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance, to cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically, according to the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hifil, right, the infinitive, right? So we have zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries, right, the H2142, a very key word, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark so as to be recognized, to mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this in S, to remember. So when we remember is to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second entry for the Hebrew zakar, the H2142, is to mention zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male. So zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention, zakar, and to be male, zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, zakar u nekeva, zakar u nekeva, right, zakar, male, to be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, zakar, right? Zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male. Often, this root word has been translated, this is very interesting, a couple of the senses that's translated. One, to burn, aishens, as we have even in the connection right here with lehazikir, to burn aishens, the sense of earnestly, the sense to be male. To mention, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, zakar, recorder, remember, make to be remembered, to make to be remembered, to bring, right, to bring to remembrance, as we have translated in the KJV, Psalm 38, the superscription connected with the first verse, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, to come to remembrance, to keep to remembrance, to put to remembrance, to bring in remembrance, to keep in remembrance, right? To think on, in the sense of think well, to think on. So here we get to the very root of lehazikir, right? With zakar, right? Zakar. Now, why is that important with Wayikra? With Wayikra in Leviticus chapter 2, right? In Leviticus chapter 2, what do we have right here, right? In Leviticus chapter 2, it says, the meal offering, in connection with the meal offering, the mincha, Hebraically, mincha, HaKohen, the priest was commanded to make the memorial part, azkara, to make the memorial part, azkara, thereof smoke, up on the altar. In Leviticus chapter 2, at the second verse, here it reads, Vehiktir hakohena eta aza karataha ha nizabeha ishe reyach niyachoha layahua. So the fuller verse right here, We're reading from the Chumash right here, where it says, "And the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke, where hikatir, to burn aishans, to cause aishans to smoke. Hikatir, where hikatir hakohen, the priest shall cause the smoke, et azkarata, the memorial part thereof smoke, ha mizbecha, on the mizbecha, on the altar, ha mizbecha, on the altar, ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire, ishe, the word ishe, being brought out from the Hebrew, is an offering made by fire, is the ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, of a reyach nichoach, sweet savor, sweet smell, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be. So that's the connection with le hazikir right there. We have the le hazikir, right? We also have this in the heading, superscription, the title of Psalm 70, le hazikir. Now some understand this based on the scripture in the sense of for the memorial offering, but it also carries the idea of bringing one's plight to Eloheinu, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah's attention. So both the connection of the memorial part of the offering, the remembrance part, memorial part, and in the bringing to effect what we have here in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, this also causes to bring the one's plight, who is the offerer. And when you look at this in the fuller context right here, let's just bring KJV to light. And all this is connected with Leviticus and also how the Psalms, such as the Psalms of Dawid, reflect that Hebrew prophecy concerning our Lord coming from the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, what Dawid brings forward here, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So here, KJV reads, verse 1 and 2, and when any will offer a, KJV says meat offering, but as we explained, the meat there is in the old English sense of meat as something to be eaten, but more correctly, it's a meal. It's a grain offering. The meal offering, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. Verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priests shall burn the memorial of it up on the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Now, immediately, if one is paying attention, will notice the difference in the translation. Here, KJV says, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. From the Hebrew, in the Sefer Chumash, from the Hebrew right here, we have the translation, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke up on the altar, where hikatir hakohen eta azkarataha ha mizabecha isheya reyacha nichoha la Yahuwah. This is a better translation from the Hebrew. The better translation from the Hebrew is, and the priest shall make the memorial part, the azkara, or the azkarata, thereof smoke. Hikatir, we are from the Kitaret, Katar, to smoke, to burn ashes. Hikatir hakohen et azkarataha ha mizbecha, on the altar of the mizbecha, ishe, offering made by fire, ishe, reyach nichocha, sweet savor, sweet smelling, reyach nichocha, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So here KJV just brings out a sense of shall burn the memorials. So you just get the idea of something burning. but the Hebraic where hikatir, atir, to katar, kitaret, to cause it to smoke, and being an offering made by fire of a sweet savor. So the memorial, the word in the KJV, memorial, mo beta, is the memorial part, the azkarata, the azkarata, the azkarata, right? So as we just go a little bit forward here, just to bring out this sense of the superscription, what is it saying, and how should this be understood so we can give praise with understanding. Now, here, this psalm, in common with Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, to chief musician, the Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. So here, again, we have this idea in Psalm 70, to bring to remembrance, to bring to remembrance, or to make memorial, the Azkarata. So here, it bears the inscription, Le-Hazkir, Le-Hazkir, as we have in today's Psalm, Le-Hazkir, Mizmor Dawid, Le-Hazkir, Psalm of David, a chant, Isis of David, of Dawid, to make remembrance, Le-Hazkir. Now, the chronicler, in Chronicles, we have 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, refers to these here, Hazkir, these Hazkir Psalms, together with the Hodu and the Hallelujah. So they are the Hodu, Hodu, to give thanks, oh give thanks, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, and the Hazkir. So the Hazkir, the remembrance. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. Let's go there. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4 says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power of Yisrael. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, KJV Virgin, and he appointed, now the word certain is italicized, so it's not there, so he appointed of the Levites to minister before the ark, the Tabot in the Ethiopic, before the Aaron of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, one, to record, and to thank, two, and praise, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. Let's just bring this down to Hebrew, right here, this verse right here, bring this up. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha-Lewim mi shartim ua le hazikir ua le hodot ua le halel la Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here, very interesting, this relation, this connection here in the Hazkir, to bring to remembrance here in today's psalm is strictly Levitical. Question that should be asked, and we will ask, is how and why is Dawid of the tribe of Judah bringing out this higher Levitical point, as we have the epistle to the Hebrews concerning, you know, the tribe of Judah. We're going to bring that out as an exhibit right here. It is evident that Adonainu, our Adonai, sprang out of Yehuda, Judah, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood from the tribe of Yehuda, but here we have Dawid, here we have David, right? Even in the Brit Yeshana, here we have Dawid, here we have David speaking to these Levitical things here in this penitent prayer, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, here in the superscription, a Psalm of David, Lehazkir, Lehazkir. And here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, it reads, and he appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Ark of Jehovah, and to record Lehazkir, to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, to praise he who be, the power, the Elohim of Yisrael. So here, what we have to ask is in 1 Chronicles, right, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, who are we speaking of? Verse 1 says, so they brought the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings lifnei Elohim before Elohim. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the olot, and the peace offerings, the shalami, he blessed Ha'am, the people, in the name, B'Shem Yahuwah, in the name of He who be, we be. And he dealt to every one of Yisrael, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread. So we have this idea of a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And verse 4, now the connectivity with what we have here in today's psalm and also what we have in First Chronicles in the scripture, giving us a better understanding, overstanding, so we can give praise. As Psalm 47, verse 7 says, give praise, Isaac, with understanding, skillfully, overstanding. Here, he appointed, so David appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Aaron, the Ark of Jehovah, for the Tabot of Exiliah, and to record, and to thank, and praise He who be, we be, the power, true good, true God of Yisrael. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha-Levim mi-sharetim u'aleh hazikir u'aleh hodot u'aleh halel la-Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4 refers to the hazkir, to the hodot, to the halel, to the hazkir psalms, or remembrance psalms, to the hodu psalms, to the thank psalm, and to the hallelujah, right? The praise, the illelu, the illilta psalms. In connection with the presentation of the meal, the mincha, the meal offerings, called the mincha, right? Some Yehudis refer to it as mincha. So you may hear mincha. Hebraically is mincha, right? Mincha, right? And the minchot, right? The meal offerings, a portion of the meal. Remember, the meal offering is a bloodless offering. It's a grain, right? A grain offering, right? Because some would think that when we spell Leviticus and the offerings and the sacrifice and the offerings, one might think it's always debtors or always no. But here, this is very important, the meal offering, the significance of what David has here in the superscription of Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So a portion of the meal offering was cast into the altar fire, vis-a-vis a handful of the meal, the grain, mixed with oil, and the entirety of the incense, and we have this here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, Vayikra, right, Perek Beit, right, verse Beit, right, so here in the house, right, a handful of meal, of grain, mixed with oil, and the whole of the aishens, of the incense. This portion was called the Azkara, right? The Azkara offering. And now here we have this is Anamnesis. No, I'm looking at the coin of Greek right here, because this comparison here in the notes right here. And to offer it, so the Azkara from Zakar, remembrance, memorial, to offer it, Hazkir, the Hefil of it, because the ascending smoke was intended to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance, lehazikir. So both the memorial part, making that memorial offering, is to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance with Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, who be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God. In connection with the presentation of this memorial portion of the mincha, the two psalms, speaking about Psalm 38, with the superscription lehazikir, and Psalm 70, superscription of the Hazkir. Right? So the two psalms are appointed to be used as prayers, penitential psalm, repentance psalm, as prayers. Hence we have the inscription at the presentation of the Azkara, Mizmor le David le Hazkir is the presentation of the Azkara, which is the portion taken from the meal offering, from the mincha, the meal offering, the grain offering. Now the LXX, it's interesting, it adds was Ferito Sabato, right? Perhaps equivalent to last Shabbat. We have this right here. So in this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we find a repetition of a peculiarity of the penitential psalms, the Hebrew repentance psalm, vis-a-vis that the praying one has to complain not only of afflictions of body and soul, but also of outward enemies who come forward as his accusers and take occasion of his sin, of his achery, of his lack, his falling short, his missing the mark. They take occasion of his sin to prepare the way for his ruin. This arises from the fact that the Berit Hashana Mitmanan, the believer, right, whose perception of chet, sin, right, was not as yet so spiritual. So we have a more, maybe, we should have a more spiritual, a more refined, from the five cycle to the meta five cycle, metaphysical, spiritual understanding. But here we have the Old Testament, you said the Old Testament Mitmanan, right, whose perception of chet, sin, akri, was not as yet so spiritual and deep as that we have in the Berit Chadasha sense, in the Berit Chadasha sense. But Dawid, but David's perception, a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, his perception, as we find in today's psalm, is much deeper. Right? This is where we make the connection even with Hebrews, right? And it's evidence that Rovenu sprang from the tribe, the Mateh Yehuda, tribe of Judah. Right, so it's not as deep. So here we have almost always calls to mind some sinful act that has become openly known. So here in the case of Dawid, some put forward that is the Bathsheba, that this psalm, as well as other psalms, is connected with the testimony, right? The testimony, and we could say the liturgy, speaking to that particular situation right there. But his sin, his sinful act, his deed, has become openly known. So the psalm here speaks to that uckery, that falling short that has become openly known, and the foes, the enemies, the haters, who would then prepare for one's ruin, because we got you, right? These are the instruments of the satanic power of evil, of calumny, of hurt, of wrong, of misfortune, of bad things, right? So Psalm 38, verse 21, very interesting, this verse right here. We have Yistanuni. This is Yistanuni, right? Yistanuni. I think we have this here in today's psalm, Psalm 38. Let's look at this verse right here, just to bring this out as an example right here. It says right here, was it verse 21, the KJV verse 21. Here we have this, they also that repay evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow the thing that is good, the thing that good is, right? So here we have yistanuni. So the word in the Hebrew, sitanuni, the Satan, the satanic, sitanuni, yistanuni tachat, right? Tofe, oh, rodefe, yes, oh, good, because I follow that which good is, right? So this becomes perceptible to the New Covenant Mitmanan. In the New Covenant sense, you can perceive what Dawid, the higher sense that he's coming from, but according to the pattern, right, that pattern of, we could say, of Levi or Aaron there, right? So more perceptible to the Berit Chadasha Mitmanan, even without the intervention of outward foes, desires the death of the sinning one, whereas Ha'el, the true good, the true God, wills that he and we should live. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, today's psalm, a penitential psalm, repentance psalm, Psalm 38, placed immediately after Psalm 37. Some say on account of the similarity of its close to the Tav, or the Tawe strophe of that psalm. It begins, today's psalm, like Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10. If we regard David's adultery as the occasion of it, more especially connecting 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14, then Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 38, Psalm 51, and Psalm 32, verse 1 to 11, they form a chronological series. Dawid, David, the well-beloved, and I is distressed, both in mind and body, forsaken by his friends and regarded by his foes as one who is cast off forever. The fire of divine Ivine anger burns within him like a fever, and the divine Ivine withdrawal, as it were, rests upon him like darkness, like disillumination. But he and I fights his way by prayer through this fire and this darkness to the bright confidence, the eifidence, the godfidence of the true faith, the faith of the King of Kings. The psalm, the mizmor, although it is the pouring forth of such elevated and depressed, downpressed feelings, is nevertheless symmetrically and skillfully laid out. It consists of three main paragraphs that divide into four. We have Psalm 38, verse 2, 3, Psalm 38, verse 10, and 4, Psalm 38, verse 16, tetrastiches. That's metrical divisions when we look at it as a composition. The way in which the names, and this is the key, the way in which the names of Ha'el, the El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, are brought in is well conceived. The first word of the first group or the paragraph is Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be. The first word of the second group is Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. And in the third, Yahuwah and Adonai, in the third group, Yahuwah and Adonai, are used interchangeably twice. The psalm, in common with Psalm 70, first five verses, bears the inscription, Le Hazikir, to make memorial, to bring, to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance, to remembrance, to remembrance, to remembrance, to remembrance, to remembrance, to remembrance.
Father, and son. Father. And son. And son.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as in.
When I say more, you say fire, more fire.
Flash. Perfect. Blessed. More fire.
Keep the fire burning and burning, yes I. Give the enemies the fire, give Jah all that smoke, sweet savor, yes I, your savior.
מזמור למחד, מזמור לדוד להזכיר. מזמור למחד, מזמור לדוד להזכיר. אדוני, אל בקצבך תוכיחני, ובחמתך תייסרני. תחיצך יחתו בי, ותנחת עלי ידיך. אין מתום בבשרי מפני זעמך, אין שלום בעצמי מפני חטאתי. כי עוונותי עברו ראשי, כמסע כבד נכבדו ממני. הבאישו נמקו חבורותי, מפני איוולתי. נעוויתי, שחותי עד מאוד, כל היום קודר הילכתי. כי חסלי מלאו נקלה, ואין מתום בבשרי. נפוגותי ונתקיתי עד מאוד, שאקתי מן נהמת ליבי. אדוני נגדך כל תאוותי, ואנחתי ממך לא נסתרה. ליבי שחרחר עזבני כוחי, ואור עיניי גם הם אין איתי. אוהביי ורעיי מנגד נגעי יעמודו, וקרוביי מרחוק עמדו. וינקשו מבקשי נפשי, ודורשי רעתי דיברו הבות, ומרמות כל היום נהגו. ואני כחרש לא אשמע, וכאילם לא יפתח בי. ואהי כאיש אשר לא שומע, ואין בפיו תוכחות. כי לך אדוני הוחלתי, אתה תענה אדוני אלוהי. כי אמרתי פן ישמחו לי, ומות רגלי עליי הגדילו. כי אני לצלע נכון, ומכאובי נגדי תמיד. כי עווני אגיד, אדאג מחטאתי, ואויבי חיים עצמו, ורבו שונאי שקר. ומשלמי רעה תחת טובה ישתנוני, תחת רודפי טוב. אל תעזבני אדוני, אלוהי אל תרחק ממני, חושה לעזרתי, אדוני תשועתי.
Adonai, Teshuati, Teshuati, Ayana, Yeshua, Husha, Husha, hurry, 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 Husha, Le'ezrati, hurry for Ayana, help. Adonai, Teshuati, Ayana, Yeshua, Yeshua, Shalom, Habarim, Yeshua, Shalom.